Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Fighting.
Yeah, this could really escalate if someone doesn't step in.
I don't like you.
No.
I'm Jimmy Gross. Let me take control of the situation as your controller.
All right, let me take control of the situation. Believe it or not, that's from a YouTube comedy video about running for New York City comptroller by Joe Spellman of the UCB Theater. And yes, the word, if you don't know, is spelled with an M, comptroller. And yes, we have the real New York City comptroller-elect, John Liu, with us for the first time since the election on Tuesday. And Mr. Comptroller-elect, welcome back and congratulations.
Thank you very much, Brian. I think there's a P in there also.
There is a P
in there. C-O-M-P-troller.
And that's my first question. Will you use the M and the P, or will you just say controller like everyone else seems to do?
I am going to use what's in the New York City Charter, which is comptroller. I believe it's a French word, and it has something to do with counting.
That's exactly right.
I don't want to sound so controlling. It's about comptrolling and to really making sure that we're not wasting taxpayers' money, that we're really running a government as efficiently as possible.
We did look it up today, and you are right. The word is derived from the French, the verb compte, to count,
all right,
to count, which is your job.
You know what? That is the first confirmation for sure that I've ever gotten. Thank you, Brian.
And what's the big meaning of this election day in New York City as you see it? That's probably my central question today. With you and Bill de Blasio elected and Mayor Bloomberg by a smaller margin before, what did we learn about the people of New York City and what they want right now?
I think people are looking for a change here in New York City. It's a difficult time, and in a difficult economic time, it's always difficult for public officials, especially electeds who are running for re-election. I think we're going to see a change in the coming months and perhaps years. People are demanding more from government, certainly at the city level. We have lots of people who are having very difficult times with bills going up and up, people losing jobs, or being put out of work, some people even losing homes. We really need to get our act together and get everybody as best as possible out of this difficult time.
Pundits are saying that you and Mr. de Blasio will put pressure on the mayor in different ways than Bill Thompson and Betsy Gottbaum have in those positions. Do you think that's right?
I think Bill de Blasio and I will work very closely as we have in the city council. We are both passionate about many of the issues surrounding equality, affordable housing, education, economic opportunity, and I'm not going to speak for Bill de Blasio. I think he can speak for himself, and I think he's going to be a terrific public advocate. I am going to work as best as I can, as hard as I can, for the best interests of the people of New York City. And I will be objective, and I will be independent.
Listeners, we will take phone calls for a few minutes for Comptroller-elect John Liu. You can call and wish him congratulations if you want, or ask him any questions about this office. Controller-specific questions at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. But I read that the mayor tried to reach out to you and Mr. de Blasio after the election to start mending fences with Democrats, and at least the way the Times tells it, de Blasio met with him, and you said you were too busy. Is that accurate?
I think that's not quite accurate. And I wasn't aware of any fences that needed to be mended. I've worked with the mayor in the city council. I was part of his transition team from back in 2002. And the fact of the matter is, I think where the mayor has done a great job, I've supported him and I've given him credit to the extent that I think he could have done things better in the past. I have not been secret about that. And going forward, I will do everything I can to support the mayor in this very difficult time. And to the extent that I think some things could be done better, I will make that opinion known as well.
Did you get such a call and decline to meet with the mayor?
The mayor and I had a nice conversation on Tuesday morning. We congratulated each other on our election, my election, his re-election.
Wednesday morning after the election?
Yes, Wednesday morning after the Tuesday election. And we left off knowing that we will schedule a meeting sometime soon.
Will you reflect on being the first Chinese-American citywide elected official? What does that mean to you? What does that mean to the community? What does that mean to the city?
I haven't reflected on it that much. I've been a Chinese-American. I've been Asian my whole life. And so it's nothing new to me. But I do understand that this is it's a milestone not only for the Asian American community here in New York City, but actually across much of the country. And I'm proud to have this page of history, but the important role of the comptroller and the difficult tasks ahead are what I'm focused on right now. I've been putting together a transition. I announced my transition committee yesterday, and we are going full speed ahead so that I can hit the ground running on January 1st.
The city council district you represent in Flushing went to a Republican after a hard-fought election. So did the seat in Bayside, the neighborhood next door, that Tony Avella is vacating. Does it say something about the electorate in Eastern Queens, or just particular weird politics in these elections, or what do those elections represent?
I think that in both of those districts, it was not so much a matter of party label as much as the candidates themselves and some of the issues that really, unfortunately, have nothing to do with the election or the candidates. But there are nuances in each of those districts. No matter what, I as controller, am going to work very closely with both of those new city council members.
Before you got here, as you were coming up, we were talking about pension funds and pension fund laws and sweeteners as an issue in the Joe Bruno corruption trial. And I see that Ed in Soho is calling in with a pension question. And, of course, one of the things that the comptroller does is to manage the city's five pension funds. Ed, you're on WNYC. Thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you, Brian. The New York City retirement system has, at this moment, four different tiers. There have always been changes in the pension system in the history of the city. Now, the mayor, the governor, and numerous budget people feel that in order to go forward on a sounder basis, it's obvious that there has to be a new pension tier, a new pension benefit structure for prospective employees.
Now, Ed, our time is short, so I'm going to get a response on that. As I recall, during the campaign, you didn't take a position on whether we need that or not, whereas in the primary, at least one of your opponents, David Yaske, agreed with Ed's sentiment. Going forward now as controller, is it your role or is it not even your role to take a position on how the pension should be run?
The pension, my position and my opinion is that the pension negotiations should be part of the collective bargaining process. I don't believe that it's a wise thing to do to simply impose something. Even if it's on prospective employees, we have the issue of what happened with new police recruits a few years ago that created enormous problems. You know, we were able to save some money in the short term in that respect, but it caused a lot of larger problems that we then had to deal with, and I'm not sure exactly what the cost savings was there. The pension changes should be discussed, but it should be discussed in a collectively bargained format, and it should not be discussed in the middle of a political campaign where there's a lot of rhetoric about the need to save money, when in fact that kind of pension change would not yield significant savings for 8 to 10 years.
So that's your position as controller, isn't
it? So I will provide the objective analysis with regard to the actual cost impact of this kind of change and really insist that everybody be brought to the table.
That was the big issue in the transit strike. People don't even remember. But it was instituting a lower pension tier for future employees. But the union,
that was one of the issues.
That was one of the issues. But it was a central issue. And the union rallied around people they hadn't even hired yet.
Well, the fact of the matter is, if you look at what happened earlier this year with the CSEA and the governor and the UFT and the mayor, excuse me, there are examples where tough choices need to be made. And I think both people in elected office as well as union members, everybody understands that it's a difficult time. And so you need to put people together at the table and come up with these solutions. But again, to talk about imposing a new tier in the middle of a political season, that's a political rhetoric that's not productive.
And you don't want the new pension tier to be imposed by law, I guess is your bottom line. You want it done as a matter of collective bargaining.
Well, as a that's always part of the collective bargaining process. The imposition by law, there that always reflects some bargaining anyway, whether people want to admit it or not.
Lenore in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC with Comptroller-elect John Liu. Hello.
Hi, John Liu.
Hey, Lenora.
Congratulations. My question is, in these difficult times, how are you going to use your office regarding Atlantic Yards and the enormous subsidies of taxpayer money that are going towards private developer profit? The Independent Budget Office has scored the arena for Atlantic Yards as clearly a money loser for the city. We've also given away $400 million in naming rights for the first subway station in the New York City system. We gave that away for free.
And is this a position? Is this an issue?
It absolutely is. Large developments like Atlantic Yards and a number of other developments in the city have used up quite a bit of taxpayer subsidy in exchange for promises. The promises have been slow to materialize. I will use the full audit powers of the Comptroller's Office to take a look at what, in fact, has transpired and set each one of these projects on a timetable to actually deliver those promises.
Anything else you're really eager to audit come January 1st?
there are a small number of key agencies that I will conduct a vigorous audit of immediately, and that certainly will be discussed as part of my whole transition process.
One of the reasons that you and Mr. de Blasio got elected was you were two city council members in the minority in that you voted against extending term limits. Christine Quinn may now have a hard time defending her position as speaker because of her closeness to the mayor and her role in extending term limits. Do you have a position, or will you support one speaker candidate over the other departing city council?
Brian, I won't be able to vote for speaker, unfortunately.
But you could take a public position, or you could decline to.
I think the selection or election of the speaker is limited to the 51 members of the city council, and I defer to their collective judgment on that.
Anything else you want to say right now about, well, before we get off city council, how about city council and the mayor in general going forward? Analysis is that they might get more oppositional to the mayor now, too. Do you see that happening?
We have many members, new members of the city council, 13 new members. And with a significant number of new members, there are going to be new ideas, fresh energy. And that's always good for the institution. It's not going to be the same old, same old. And so it's going to be good for the city council. It's going to be good for the people of New York. Does that mean that there will be more discussion and perhaps debate and some disagreement? Most likely, and I don't think that's unhealthy.
Now, we have a few more minutes with John Liu. And then coming up next, listeners, we will be doing, believe it or not, some musical improv in the studio with kind of an issue-oriented New York-based musical improv group. And we want your ideas online right now. Send in your ideas, post them to our webpage for song titles at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And our musical improv guest in about 5 minutes will turn your headlines into a song. Swine Flu, Bloomberg's Victory, the Yankees Parade, anything else, post your song titles now at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, and our musical improv group will have at them momentarily. But John Liu, Comptroller-elect, before you go, and you can suggest one too if you like.
There aren't that many things that actually rhyme with comptroller.
There's a challenge. If you're listening in the other room, improv group, come up with a rhyme for comptroller, and you will be immortalized in New York City history. Anything you want to say before you go about the state of the city's finances? Or, again, would you rather wait until you take office?
Well, there's no question the city's finances are – we're in a tough situation. We've got close to a $5 billion budget deficit that needs to be bridged in the next 8 months. And I'm going to work with the mayor and public advocate de Blasio and the city council as best as I can. We got to work collectively together, and we have to respect each other's opinions to fashion the best solution possible.
And we just saw the unemployment rate nationally tip above 10% officially as of this morning.
And unfortunately, our unemployment rate here in New York City is slightly higher, and the disparity among communities with regard to unemployment rates is really unacceptable. We really need to create jobs for people in our neighborhoods here in New York City.
Are you going to run for mayor in 2013?
I'm going to run for comptroller re-election to comptroller if people will have me.
Just asking. Congratulations again. Best of luck in the job.
Thank you very much. Go Yankees.
New York City comptroller-elect John Liu. And coming up in a minute, as I run from the studio we usually broadcast in to the Soundcheck studio, which is big enough for our musical improv group to set up, send in your ideas for song titles now. Swine Flu, Bloomberg's Victory, Yankees Parade, anything else to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show.